ladies, it's our time to shine, because the weather's getting crisp and chilly outside. There's no need to fear when fall is here, because pumpkin spice latte is always near. Roll up to my Starbucks looking so fly, all these people know I live a spice life. Yeah, I tip $2, not trying to be stealthy. Watch me get 1,000 likes on this pumpkin spice selfie.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com. And you've stumbled upon episode 233 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and give us a like over there. James, put your headphones back on. I know you don't like this, but you got to deal with it. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. Do those things. And our Facebook group, Facebook Jugheads Incorporated. You can blame them and a couple other people for this week's pumpkin spice flavored episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Also wearing his Uggs out all day is one Logan Barnes.
Thank you, sir. I'm in flip-flops. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Sandals.
Sandals.
You can call me Logan Sandalman because I've got sandals on today.
Not going to do it, but I will say hello to one Ethan Macaroni.
Well...
And James Stratton, who hates pumpkin spice.
Hey, so I've made it 100 episodes and I'm quitting. I can't handle this song.
Not even 101. It's like 100.2.
I'm quitting right now. I quit.
You know, I heard there was this movie podcast that was...
They're doing episode 142 here.
Did you hear it was good?
Yeah, when it was on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, you can... Yeah. Anyway, so it's 233. Thanks for hanging out with us last week for 232. Jug 2.0 turns 100. If you haven't listened to that, go check it out wherever you download your podcasts. And as always, over at justicegeeks.com. So this week, Logan and I were going to plan out our next couple months for, you know, Jug for a couple months and have some content ready to go for you guys. I was like, you know, what do we really need to do this week? We're sort of in limbo. We sort of had a week where we didn't really know what we're going to do. Logan, you suggested this.
I jokingly suggested this, and then apparently somebody reinforced the idea on you.
Yeah.
So this is your fault.
I was joking.
This is your fault.
Well, we're here now.
So
we're doing this.
This is Logan's idea.
It was not my idea.
And I will say,
it was a joke.
I will say this: since after I posted this in Jugheads Incorporated, there have been several people who have been like, "I cannot wait to hear this episode."
Yeah, because it's just like, how are they going to fill an hour?
Just listen. Hold on. Shh.
Are they referring to pumpkin spice breast milk?
Yeah.
I think they did.
It's because it's literally in everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
So did the mom drink so much pumpkin spice latte?
I guess. I don't know. Well, I know that now if I ever want to just totally shut down James, I have a couple of songs I can just pull out of the... Yeah, with Ant's Margin. I wonder what the pumpkin spice version of that would be.
Oh.
The exact same
thing. He goes over to Starbucks. He's done.
Hey,
left the table.
You going to start your own podcast now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that? Pumpkin spice free.
Oh, it's PSL free. So, Logan.
I have a pumpkin spice intolerance.
No, you may. But so, Logan.
Kind of like beef.
Where the heck did the pumpkin spice craze come from?
I'll tell you where it came from.
Where did it come from, James?
Satan. Stupid moms and their stupid hipster kids.
You're close.
Kind of. Everything that I researched basically pointed to Starbucks being the driving force and the multiplier of this fad for pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice latte is just apparently... an American badge of fall. Like when the pumpkin spice latte arrives, fall is here. Doesn't matter if it's 90 degrees outside.
You say it's not fall yet.
Now listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Last week, when Starbucks rolled out the PSL on September September 1st, I was like, huh, this is great.
There wasn't an orange leaf in America.
I went and got one. And I thought, huh, I'll get one again tomorrow.
It tastes like summer.
Because it...
You got one every day this week.
No, I haven't. But I woke up the next morning, and it was crisp outside. It was 60 degrees. There was a light breeze. I drove over to work. Still this nice fall crispy air.
It was only like 72. It wasn't fall and crispy.
It was nice. And it was nice enough for me to go over and get another pumpkin spice latte.
I think that was spiked, man. I think you just had a fever dream there.
It was not a fever dream.
Because when did 72 and kind of humid become crisp?
It was that for like a four-hour window. And then after...
you know, like it got up to 85 every day last week.
So is that what like the high from a pumpkin spice latte does? Like you can drink it dead summer, 100 degrees, but it just makes it feel 30 degrees cooler.
There were people who sat around me who had to wear scarves because they were cold after drinking.
No, they didn't have to. There was a different reason they were wearing scarves.
There was a turkey leg and a sweater. Yeah, I don't...
Did the Triceratops serve it to you?
No. I wish they had, though.
That would have been amazing.
Those
Triceratops.
Yeah.
So Starbucks really takes the blame, huh?
Pretty much. And the rest of the story.
You can
pumpkin
blame Starbucks
spices
for
and
a lot
everything. The originator of that flavor, though, is probably our grandmothers and great grandmothers for pumpkin pies.
Also stupid.
The common mix of flavors that go in them, ginger, cinnamon, things like that, comes from a pumpkin pie. That is the flavor that they try to recreate with that latte, even though it's kind of evolved into its own thing nowadays.
Yeah, and chai tea tastes like potpourri, so, you know.
I like chai tea. You shut your mouth.
Starbucks has sold more than 200 million pumpkin spice lattes over the last 11 years.
They're going to put one of them counters out like McDonald's. Yeah.
Over 200 million pumpkin spice lattes served.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
That's
only for like 2 months, though, so...
It's until the end of the year.
Oh, they do it till December?
Yeah, you can get a PSL until January.
And that drink alone...
It is a holiday drink, sir.
That drink alone earns Starbucks $80 million a year.
$80 million from 3 months.
And this
months.
Year, it will be more because they have increased the price, I have noticed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
A grande is $4.95.
I'm going to start putting pumpkins in a cup and selling them.
A grande is $4.95?
Yes, sir. A grande is now $4.95.
You got PSL liquid in there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So, if Starbucks is to blame, you know, I still don't see how pumpkin spice went from a latte to like
everything.
Literally, pumpkin spices in everything.
Hamburgers, I'm sure.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Sure McDonald's
pumpkin
will have
spice,
the pumpkin
McNuggets.
Spice.
Pumpkin was a flavor before pumpkin spice came out. Look. I like pumpkin pies my entire life, okay?
No, that's you didn't.
Yes, I've loved
it. Starbucks told you you liked it.
Okay, let me ask you guys this.
Okay, ask
away. Non-pumpkin pie, non-pumpkin spice latte, do you remember anything other than the pumpkin spice latte, like trying a pumpkin spice thing before that came out?
I don't like pumpkin. Like, I don't like pumpkin pie, so I never wanted to try a pumpkin spice latte.
Okay.
So you are just totally abashedly against
the
pumpkin spice.
I don't like the taste of pumpkin.
Because never really had a pumpkin spice thing other than a pumpkin pie before the pumpkin spice latte.
Right, right. In the pumpkin spice flavoring is like the pumpkin pie with the nutmeg, like that whole flavor combined. Now get this. Here, this is
spice
just...
Spice facts.
Yeah, here's some spice facts. This is from Total Sorority Movie.com. The 29 most ridiculous pumpkin spice products. Okay.
Lip gloss.
Yeah. This is from a couple years ago.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice hummus.
Oh.
I'd eat that. I'd eat that.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I'd probably not eat that.
Do you serve that with pie crust to dip in it? Like
number two. This is probably my... This is,
it's
I think
unleavened.
It's,
with cinnamon.
Number two, pumpkin spice Four Loko. Pumpkin number three, pumpkin spice Greek yogurt, which is gross. I've had that.
Is the pumpkin spice Four Loko real?
Yeah, that's real.
Oh my god.
It's probably not now, but it was.
Four Loko illegal?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pumpkin spice Pringles.
Ew.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Pumpkin spice butter, country crock, that's fine. Pumpkin spice chewing gum. Extra makes a pumpkin spice brand of gum.
I can't imagine the false pumpkin spice flavor that you have to do to get chewing gum.
Logan, you probably know about this one. Burnett's pumpkin spice flavored vodka.
Yep. We've had that for 3 years at the store. So
you don't work there anymore. Quit talking
like you
do. I'm
still part of the family.
No,
you're not.
If vodka is not your thing, how about some pumpkin spice moonshine?
Yep.
No, I drink that. Yeah.
What about pumpkin spice tequila?
How about your dog? Your dog also can get in on the pumpkin spice.
No,
craze.
It can't.
Pumpkin spice dog treats. You can also get pumpkin spice pasta sauce. I almost went and picked this up for us tonight and made you eat one of these on air, but I didn't. Be glad. Thank you very much. Pumpkin spice Oreos.
Okay. Pause. Rewind.
What would have thanked you for that if you would have brought it?
What do you make with pumpkin spice pasta sauce?
Yeah, that just
pumpkin
sounds...
spice pasta, Logan. Duh.
Pumpkin fettuccine and shrimp.
Let's see.
Chicken pumpkin Alfredo.
I don't know. I mean, it's pumpkin.
I've got to be sick.
Pumpkin spice beef jerky.
What? No.
Pumpkin spice cat and dog shampoo and conditioner. That's
wait,
a separate
you
product.
Don't eat that, though.
Yeah, they probably do.
Come here, pumpkin. Smell.
Pumpkin spice milk. And if you're lactose intolerant, pumpkin spice soy milk.
Okay, I can see those.
Pumpkin spice bagels and cream cheese.
Sensible.
These are interesting. I don't know if you've ever had these. Pumpkin spice M&Ms.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, they're gross. I've had some of those.
They're very, very strong. Very, very strong. We've got pumpkin spice scented nail polish, pumpkin spice chips, like chocolate chips, Toll House cookies.
You are making me sick to my stomach.
Soap, shampoo, the pumpkin spice burger from Burger King.
Oh,
I told you.
Was it Japanese?
I told you.
Japanese.
It was Japanese.
I told you. Burger.
Pumpkin spice lasagna noodles, Kraft Jet
Puff. That's what you use the pasta sauce on. Yeah. Pumpkin spice lasagna.
It's just like eating a whole pumpkin. Kraft Jet Puff pumpkin spice marshmallow.
I'd eat that. That sounds good. Yeah, that
then,
sounds
of course,
delicious.
Air freshener, lotion. And, of course, if all else fails, pumpkin
just
spice.
A pumpkin.
What's
pumpkin
the lotion for?
Eggnog.
That's terrible. No, stop, James.
So, literally, if you can think it, there is a pumpkin spice version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't we have a pumpkin spice latte beer last year?
We had a pumpkin beer last year.
And we mixed it with the coffee beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you tried to make
table,
a pumpkin spice
and
latte
it was
beer.
Disgusting. But there is a pumpkin spice latte beer.
So
I've
gross.
Seen it.
So, why is this such a polarizing thing? Like, James, you hate this. Why do you hate this?
Well, I don't like, you know...
anything popular?
Popular fads, yeah, that's right.
Like Christmas.
Christmas is stupid.
I figure it's just too close to the holidays for you.
That's more than 10 people like it.
This is the time of year where I just start hating everything.
This is the caution light for Christmas is what the pumpkin spice latte is.
That's what it represents.
Warning, Christmas alert, Christmas coming.
Oh, yeah, he's just warming up.
Also, just the simple fact that I don't like pumpkin, like the taste of pumpkin, anything. So I don't understand the I can't wrap my brain around why somebody would like the taste of dirt and seeds.
But I don't taste that. I taste nutmeg.
Yeah, and cinnamon.
Yeah.
And see, from
and warmth and comfort and family. That's what I taste.
Yeah.
You know what I taste?
Nobody needs any of that crap.
I taste fall.
You taste fall.
I taste autumn.
You can't taste the seasons.
I taste the colors of the forest, James.
Yeah, you go chew on them leaves.
Ian, you're a fan of pumpkin spice. Are you a fan of pumpkin spice everything or just a latte or what?
I think it tastes good.
Yeah.
But I would have to draw the line at a lot of those things that you listed out.
Yeah,
that's going a little overboard.
I don't know. I might would give the pumpkin spice Four Loco a go just for giggles.
Well, to say
the lasagna with the pasta
get white
sauce.
Girl wasted off that.
Yeah,
I mean, my literally. Thing is when I drink a Four Loco and it gives me a heart attack.
White girl wasted.
I don't want the last thing that I tasted to be pumpkin spice, but you know,
you have some pumpkin spice flavored morphine at the hospital after you've had a pumpkin spice Four Loco.
Yeah. We have your pumpkin spice scented automatic defibrillator.
Yeah, so like. Logan, what about you? How are you on the pumpkin spice?
Oh, he's all about it. Look at him.
I'm not.
Just look at him.
Are you living the spice life, Logan?
I do enjoy a good PSL or two in the fall. I usually don't carry it over to Christmas. I either swap to the peppermint mocha or the gingerbread at Christmas.
But you can get the peppermint mocha at any time.
I know, but it's just
cinnamon.
It's
dolce.
A spiritual thing.
Yeah.
How is drinking something spiritual?
You shut your mouth. You've never had hot chocolate on a negative 10 degree day?
I mean, I've had hot chocolate.
It's a spiritual experience, James.
No, it's not.
Find some joy. All right, back to what I was
raise
saying.
Raise your standards, Logan.
Have a little pumpkin spice.
Hey, you know, if you find a spiritual awakening in drinking hot chocolate, you got bigger issues
what
than
about,
me finding joy. Right?
God's not in that cup of hot chocolate.
What
buddy.
About pumpkin spice hot chocolate?
Ew.
I don't know if chocolate and pumpkin go together.
Yeah.
It's the great chocolate pumpkin, like, Charlie Brown.
Let me say this. So Emily brought home this. She's like, one of the gals at work told me to give you this. I was like, what is this? She was like, it's some pumpkin spice candy. I was like, okay, what is it? It was like a Reese's cup, but inside it was like pumpkin-y, like pumpkin spice peanut butter with like in a Reese's cup. And it was surprisingly good.
No, I think that would be good. The peanut butter and pumpkin, I think, would be good together.
The chocolate and pumpkin, I think of hot chocolate, which hot chocolate is a very sacred experience for me, obviously.
Right. I don't want you messing with my hot chocolate. Well, you obviously.
How is hot chocolate? We're gonna feature some good hot chocolate the first day
that it snows this year. February. I'm gonna bring over my hot chocolate.
When we get back
kits.
From LexCon.
Yeah, you know it doesn't snow in Mississippi until February.
I know, but still.
So you're saying the first day it snows this year was like 7 months ago?
It didn't even then.
And it did.
You're ruining this experience, James.
Of course,
I had
a cup of hot chocolate before I came here today, and all that peacefulness is just gone.
Did you really have hot chocolate?
I did not.
I don't think so.
He has a. You said you have a kit.
Yes, I have a kit.
Like legit.
I do actually.
You have a kit for making hot chocolate.
I do. I have a selection of ingredients that I use.
Heat up some milk and you put some chocolate in it.
That's the wrong way to do it.
No, you're going about it all wrong, man.
You buy the packets of powder.
No.
And you put it in water.
No.
Ew, water. Get out of here. You can just go home too, Ian.
That's some of them football hot chocolates.
Those mini marshmallows in there. Yeah.
That are rock hard.
You're doing it all wrong. Yeah. You're doing it all wrong.
You use like actual cocoa powder and a dash of cinnamon and sugar and...
No, I don't want cinnamon in my...
Just a dash. You don't...
Hot chocolate. No. I'm sorry. No. I don't want peppermint in my hot chocolate. I don't want pumpkin anywhere near me. I don't...
You just want a cup of hot water. That's all you want.
I want it to be milk. It better not be water.
Peppermint mocha is good.
No, it's not.
I like it.
That is way too Christmassy for James.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So let me just get this out of here.
Well.
All right.
Confession time.
It is confession time. So for me, like, this is the way I am with
pumpkin spice confessions.
With we could go do one. We could go to Starbucks and do a PSL confessions.
Oh my god!
Let's do that. Boom! We're doing it.
Whoa!
Everyone's gonna get a pumpkin spice latte.
No, we're not.
You're going to.
No,
you're
we're
gonna
not.
Hate it, and you're gonna tell us why. But
the think tank never fails. Yeah. I'm telling you.
we could solve all the world's problems.
We
right
just
here.
Need to do this more. Yeah.
So like, I really don't like flavored things. Like, if it's a watermelon flavored candy or something like that, I really hate that.
Does not
right?
taste like watermelon.
No, like,
you don't like Jolly Ranchers that are watermelon flavored?
Not really. No, I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Like,
they really
but
don't
like
taste
banana
like a watermelon?
Flavoring or strawberry. I don't really care for that.
Banana runs.
But I felt cheated as a kid when I tried a watermelon Jolly Rancher before I had watermelon. When I take a bite out of watermelon, I'm like, what is this grainy sugar water?
Deliciousness. So
yeah,
for me. I don't really know when this started. This started a couple of years ago.
Logan, when did it start?
Back before...
He knew me.
Back before they started releasing the pumpkin spice latte.
Before the dawn of time.
Before, you know, like it was... While it was so hot outside.
We're going full hipster.
We pretty much are.
No, that conversion happened a long time ago.
So, I am here today to admit my problem.
You have a pumpkin spice problem?
I do.
Did he? I thought you were about to be like, no. I invented the pumpkin spice latte.
My name is Josh, and I have a problem.
Hi, Josh. So when...
So you're at the wrong meeting, buddy.
I have been researching the day that Starbucks would bring back the PSL for about a month now. They've been very coy about it. Last year... The official pumpkin spice latte account of Starbucks followed me on Twitter. They sent me free stuff.
Oh, man.
I turn into like the most basic white girl you know when pumpkin spice comes back. Oh, yeah.
He went out. He bought him a pair of Uggs.
Yep. He got his Uggs on.
He just wears them while he drives.
No, but I tell you what.
He bought him a scarf.
Like
a big poofy life.
It is
preserver jacket.
It is
a
all,
thin turtleneck.
It is all that I have within me in my bank account to keep from going across the street to Starbucks,
buying some yoga pants,
wearing them to work.
Those Liz Lemons.
And going to get a PSL multiple times a day. I don't know why. Last year, they changed the flavor. They changed their flavor formula. It tasted different than the last couple of years. This year, they changed
it. Oh, they did it for you?
No, I don't know. They did it for me.
You said for me.
Well, I mean, they changed it, and it wasn't any good, and they have
Here, Josh, let us know if it's okay.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
It's like, you're our test market now.
But I knew that the PSL was coming back this year. Do you know how?
They DM'd you, didn't they?
Because it's 2016.
No, well, not,
and it's September.
Did you get a postcard from Starbucks?
No, but about a week ago, I got a new message request on Facebook, and it was from the Pumpkin Spice Latte account.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, heads up.
You know, a symptom of withdrawals is having inanimate objects talk to you.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand this is just like a bot, but still, like we had little they sent little koozies for any PSL that we got, little knit sweater koozies that say like knit PSL in it.
Because they know you're gonna tweet the crap out of that,
probably. And you know, like, I don't know what it is.
And like, oh, I know what it is.
I would not buy any, like, legitimately buy any of the pumpkin spice stuff. I also will admit that last year I bought pumpkin pasta sauce.
You're one of those people.
Did you just eat it out of the jar with a spoon?
I didn't even use it. I couldn't even bring myself to do it. I was like,
you dirty pumpkin spice addict.
I was like, Josh, I think we have a problem.
He who controls the spice controls the world.
When it comes to the pumpkin spice pasta sauce, on a scale from a flaming car accident to the war on terrorism, how bad was it?
I'll put it like this. I was like, this is probably pretty good. I opened it up, took a whiff, closed it, and put it back in the cabinet.
So war on terrorism then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, until I threw it away like months later. I was like, oh, God, I forgot I bought that. That was a bad move. Yeah. So, like, it's just this thing. It's just this thing. I don't know what it is.
Just now, the PSL.
I really do hate that about the pumpkin spice that... And to me, it's no surprise that Starbucks is the one that's doing this because they will corporatize
anything,
small, minor, successful thing and just market the fool out of it.
I like the s'mores frappuccino during the summertime.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Oh, man.
Well, what happens when that becomes popular?
It is popular, but they only keep it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. See, my thing is cinnamon dolce lattes are my favorite, but I think those are only like Christmas time, you know, seasonal
later,
stuff.
Yeah, most of their cinnamon stuff is.
But what I had read was that Starbucks had a lot of success with their winter seasonal stuff, the eggnog latte,
eggnog.
The peppermint mocha.
Is there alcohol in
the
that?
The cinnamon dolce, no.
There can be.
If you put it in there.
Yeah. Quit winking at me, Logan.
So I carry a flask with me everywhere. And then
stop it!
After that, they decided to go ahead and have something for the fall. And that's when they came up with pumpkin spice. And apparently it took off pretty well. And then it was just seeded into the ground.
So what you're saying is you invented the pumpkin spice latte.
Yes. I actually worked for Starbucks. I really did actually work for Starbucks. I was a barista at Starbucks.
If you like a piece of pumpkin pie, you're probably going to like the pumpkin spice latte. That's what they've engineered it to
It
be.
Doesn't even like have a coffee taste, really. It's barely there.
It's a sweet drink.
Now, I will say this. I always get mine with an extra shot because I want more caffeine, but I want more of the coffee. I refuse to buy it anywhere else, though. Like, we visit...
Oh, the off-brand PSLs.
No, like, we visit quite frequently Strange Brew Coffee House in Starkville. And Shane Reed is a great guy. I love him. And
Your pumpkin spice latte is garbage.
But I don't know because I've never bought it.
Really?
I'm not ever going to buy it.
Never even tried it?
No. If I get to Strange Brew and I'm like, huh, this is really good, but I still have a hankering for a pumpkin spice latte, I'm going to get in my car, drive directly across the street, and buy one at Starbucks. I will not buy it at a local coffee shop. I will not buy it anywhere else. It's just Starbucks.
Does Pizza Grocery do it?
Yes. No, actually, they don't.
I'm glad they don't try.
No, their menu is pretty much always the same in the coffee bar. But, I don't do it. I can't do it. And it's not like I've not wanted to. I'm just like, maybe it's not me.
You know they have pumpkin spice coffee. I mean, straight coffee. Oh, yeah. And it's actually really good.
Nah.
It's good.
Well, this year Starbucks has introduced, they've really started to focus pretty heavily on their bottled drinks, like their bottled cold brew.
Are they going
to
have a PSL bottle?
They have a cold PSL coming. Yeah. Huh.
Like a frap?
Yeah, like a frap. Yeah. I'm probably not going to drink it.
I'll try one.
Yeah, but
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about that that makes me get Tom Brady stupid. I mean, like,
you get suspended for 4 games. Stupid. Yeah.
Start letting the air out of stuff.
No, nah, I mean, I just didn't want to say like wearing Uggs again, so I just said the name of a man who would.
Keep your balls away from Josh. He's going to deflate them.
Yeah. Ooh, just going to deflate it all. Yeah, but I have been really quiet about that for like the last couple of years because
you feel better now.
Yeah, let it all out, Josh.
It's
let
good
it
to
out.
Share, but
not really.
Yeah,
because I feel like I've probably just made it worse for myself.
Josh,
and there are like literally
don't touch me.
We're here for you,
buddy. Logan is literally trying to hold his hand.
Dozens
right now.
Of people judging you right now.
I know, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm fine. You can tell me in Jugheads Incorporated how stupid I am.
I'll tell you right now.
I know you will, and I appreciate it.
Facebook
not
just lit
you.
Up. I think
someone heard me.
Wait,
but,
we're live.
Yeah.
Yes, we're broadcasting live.
Well, it was Melissa.
We'll do it live.
It was Melissa Hayes who just commented. So probably she's probably here somewhere. But
hey, Melissa.
But you
bye.
Know, like that's my
bye.
Thing. And
bye.
Like I don't know. Like I honestly don't know another dude, number one, that is like this with the PSL. Like
I know plenty of girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've made many jokes about it, probably on this show. And in my heart, you know, it was just like.
You're crying inside because you're that little white girl.
Now I know how.
Mom jeans.
Whoa. You know, I mean, probably should. Mom jeans that.
Yeah, you
so.
Should mom jeans that
yeah,
one, sir.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, we wouldn't want to offend them.
You're right. They might come after us.
You know what, Josh? I approve of the joke. I really do.
Yeah.
Just probably not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's not a public forum. That's
so if you want to guess what I said, let us know over in Jugheads Incorporated.
That's a pre-show. That's a pre-show.
That's a pre-show joke.
Kudos to you. I want to give you props on it.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You went there, and I'm so proud that you did.
But shame on you.
Yeah, like publicly.
Live, publicly live shame.
I have nothing to do with that. No, whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, what are you sending over there?
Logan Barnes posted in Jughead Incorporated.
What did you post?
Josh Steen, so dumb.
I hate you.
You told me to.
Yeah, but...
You said we could do it.
No. So...
Do you want me to delete it?
No, you can. But, like, for me, I don't know. Like... I thought this year, I was like, this is going to be the year. This is my year that I sort of...
He paints the car pumpkin spice orange.
No, well, it's one of the two. It's either like, go all out or just, okay. You know, try to back off.
Even you can acknowledge, as somebody who really loves it, and I like pumpkin spice, pumpkin flavor things, got no problem with it. I think it tastes
pumpkin
good.
Pumpkin spice car tires.
But you have to admit that there's a line... That got crossed like 7 years ago.
Yeah, probably. So
when
I mean,
pumpkin spice jumped the shark.
Yeah, like
I literally thought last year, is it weird that I can taste the difference between each year's formula?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
That means you drink way too many in
well,
one
actually,
year.
I can't say. Yeah, it's weird.
Had hope there for a second, but you crushed it. Thanks a lot.
Like I can do that with a beat of strawberries every year because I know they change.
Uh-huh.
They change the recipe every year.
But there's a difference between drinking like 40 beers and 40 pumpkin spice lattes.
Not really.
Well, there's a big difference in price. You're paying way more, Josh.
Yeah, I am. Oh, man.
We're paying like $6 for a six-pack. You're paying $6 for one.
You know how like part Dang. Of rehabilitation, they show like smokers how much money they spend on cigarettes a year? I wonder what your PSL budget's looking
at. I don't know. See, they changed.
He's got his own secret bank account for PSL.
Starbucks.
It just auto-drafts when he walks through the door.
You know, Josh, for the price of a daily latte, you can feed a hungry child.
I can actually do a lot more than that.
He can make a car payment for the price of a Starbucks latte.
Hold on.
It's your intervention, Josh.
Let me calculate how much it would be for
so
one.
So what is one, like $5.75?
$4.95.
Okay, $4.90.
The big boy size.
So what are you talking about? One a week, 5 days a week on a work week?
I'll say 25.
Well, a month?
Not a month? Yeah, 25 a month.
Okay, so basically one a week during Monday through Friday.
Well, and that is
oh,
now.
Excuse me, that's a premium package cable bill.
Yeah, it's $123, but like that is
yeah,
that is.
But
now,
it won't screw you in the end.
That is very true.
That is now that I have them accessible. Like last year, it wasn't that, you know. I mean, like I didn't drink one a day, and I haven't. I will say this: I've not had one a day.
You would drive the Tupelo just to get them.
That is true.
I would.
Yeah, but we're talking.
Then you got to figure in gas for those kind of trips. It's 45 miles.
But we're a small car.
We're talking about. We're talking
that's
about.
That's like 1 gallon.
Josh,
in that, car.
That yeah. will be like. I want some cheesecake. Hey, we can go to Walmart and buy some frozen cheesecake. Nope, we're going all the way to Memphis to get some cheesecake.
Because why eat Walmart cheesecake when you can have Dufon's best cheesecake?
Why don't you just make it?
I mean, we can do that.
I make my own cheesecake.
But this is Josh. He's
I don't
not
eat
gonna
them.
Do that.
James, you've never had cheesecake corner cheesecake.
You know what I'm going to do?
Amazing.
I'm going to open up a business that sells everything Josh travels 50 or more miles to go get.
You will make so much money off of Josh.
Josh, just go ahead and write your paycheck over to me each week.
I just have it.
Small corner that's just an Apple store. We got a little Starbucks corner over here.
I'm just going to charge you a membership fee
for
monthly.
Myself.
Just come in and get whatever you want that day.
The shelves are stocked. You just tell me what
question.
You want. You
can
come in and get it.
Can I get a PSL year-round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
He'll
buy surplus of their syrup.
This is better than like a monthly man box or something like
this
that.
This is the dollar
Josh box.
Yeah.
This is the Dollar Shave Club for all the that you want. So, yeah, sorry.
The Dollar PSL Club.
Yeah. That's what it is.
If you could subscribe to Starbucks PSLs and just get like one a month for the whole year.
One a month?
You?
I don't think he'd go for one a month. That'd be too much torture.
He would certainly go through withdrawals.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'd have
to take him to
like,
the fifth floor.
It'd be
floor.
On the first of every month. He'd drink his PSL.
I already know.
Oh my god! What's going to be next month?
I already know that at 10:15 tomorrow, I'm going to get up and walk downstairs and get one.
You know the time?
Yeah.
And then after we cut him off, we have to take him to the methadone clinic because that's what it's going to take.
If only Starbucks delivered.
Is the methadone clinic like?
Do they have PSL injections?
Is it
no,
like, it's just like
can't
we
give
step
you PSL
down
injections, man.
Is it like sweet potato? Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
We step you down.
We're walking you down from that addiction
to
buddy.
Water. We're gonna get you on water.
If one of you would ever give me a skinny version of one, I'd probably never drink it again. I don't really do soy milk, but yeah. So
they have pumpkin spice soy. So there you go.
They got pumpkin spice almond milk, I'm sure.
Yeah,
gross. I'm gonna say that I'm probably. Hopefully, I'm not the only one that has like this bad of a problem.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Probably so.
Out of all of our listeners, at least you're the worst.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Number one, this
you didn't really fight too hard to not have this episode, did you? You were
no. He was
well,
like
number
genius.
One. Number one. Number one. It got suggested, and I thought about it. I was
and
like,
and you
oh.
went yes.
I was like, we can talk about it.
Talk about my passion.
And then I thought about.
So today
I'm going to stop the Just Us Geeks podcast and make it all PSL.
The PSL so, podcast.
Yeah. At like 11 a.m. this morning, I messaged the group. Usually like one of us will do every Thursday. Hey, what's the time, topic tonight, and location? And Josh didn't respond for a minute. And so we decided that it was going to
be butter.
Butter.
Almond
something
butter,
like that. And he's like, you're not that far off. Another like an hour and a half of dead silence from him. He's like, no, it's going to be about pumpkin spice lattes. And I went... Are we
not lattes, just pumpkin spice.
Well, and then I responded, I was like, are we going to be able to fill an hour with that? And he's like, no problem whatsoever. Now I know why.
Yeah, I was thinking we were going to have a hard time filling up an entire episode.
So my thought was,
Josh, like,
we got enough for a Trenta right here.
It's Trenty.
It's a three-parter. This is a three-parter.
No, we're not. It's all tied back to Oak Island. That's pumpkin spice.
This is an episode
pumpkin
of A&E
originated
intervention
from the money pit in Oak Island.
They got all the way down there, and there's just like a frosty PSL, like with nutmeg, just freshly sprinkled on it.
The world ends right after that.
So, I will say that the other day, I got an unusual, like I got a barista I never had at the local Starbucks for me. And
local as in two blocks?
No,
local as in across the building over.
The building over.
From where you work. Yeah. I got you. Okay.
And so she said, do you want the powder stuff that goes on top of it?
Oh, the powdered stuff?
I said, it's nutmeg. Put it on there and give it to me now. I was
you white girl her.
I was so offended.
So
I have never.
True story.
I'm reporting
about
you to Starbucks headquarters right now.
True story about my time. I worked at the Starbucks on Germantown Parkway.
Mm-hmm. I know that Starbucks. Yep. I've not stopped at it many times.
I worked at that one when I lived in Memphis, like in 2006 maybe. And we had this one guy just started like making the drinks. They had actually started putting me in front of the espresso machine actually making the drinks. And this one guy came in, and he was a little weird.
Well, we're all a little weird.
He wanted a caramel.
Apparently not this weird. Sorry. Yeah.
He wanted a caramel macchiato. Josh. But he had very specific instructions about how he wanted it to be made. And I said, okay, just tell me what you want and I'll make it for you. And he's like, okay, take a cup. And he said, the caramel drizzle sauce. He said, I want you to start lining the inside of the cup with it. And I went, you mean like just smear it all over the inside? He said, just drizzle it all over the edges and, you know, inner side of the cup. It's like, okay. So I started doing that.
And he was like, no.
And he's like, is that enough? He's like, no more. He's like, okay, is that enough? And he's like, no, all of the cup. I want the entire inside of the cup.
Coated
in caramel.
So you got a spoon or something and spread it
then
all out.
Then I was allowed to actually pour the coffee and milk into it. And then he was like, okay, now I want more on top. Yeah.
So he just wanted caramel.
Yeah. That latte would cost him $16 every Saturday.
Wow.
$16 for all the caramel that we had to charge him for.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I say that to say this. When
Josh, you don't have that many problems.
Thanks, guys.
But when people like totally lose their mess all over a drink like this, it doesn't shock me that much because that guy loved a caramel macchiato.
Like nobody's business.
Yes. More caramel than macchiato.
Yeah. Right? He might be the only one that loves it that much.
He got the idea from somewhere.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
I mean, and believe me, I could get them to make me a pumpkin spice latte alternative at any time during the year by what they always have on hand. Like, there's a formula for it to get them to mix a squirt of this and a bit of this, and it tastes pretty close.
Do they really have a life hack for out of season pumpkin spice lattes?
The real addicts need that, not just the seasonal.
Yeah, I don't
addicts.
Ever do that. But
Josh has done.
And I will say that
he's lying.
When it moves over into the Christmas season, I usually will switch to the eggnog,
to the venti.
No,
you got something bigger.
Oh, by the way, the caramel macchiato was a venti.
Yeah, yeah. And, or the creme brulee latte. I like that one.
But, I don't think I've had that one.
It's pretty good. It has like a little. Crusty caramel.
You got to break the top.
Yeah. But like,
you're crusty.
Seriously, like when I realized that it was the day the other day, like I was in the middle of something.
Did
when
you pee
I realized.
And cry?
No, I just like threw down the things that were on my desk and immediately headed for the elevator. It was like, going, I'm gone. See you. Bye. PSL time. Yeah, it's happening.
Steen, if you walk out that door, you're fired.
I quit.
Take this job and shove it. It's PSL day, man.
So I heard
I think
that,
we just made a Starbucks commercial. Yeah.
I heard that you guys need some help making some sweet PSLs. I'm sort of
free
now.
Do I get infinite free PSLs?
These people just keep coming in every day and messing up like four PSL orders. I don't know why. but so like it does wear off, but man, like so
the frenzy is on.
Yeah, so like when the topic was suggested, I thought this would be good. Should I really like go into the whole PSL thing? Maybe it's not really that bad.
Oh,
maybe
it
is. I don't know. Maybe it's. Yeah, I guess maybe it's.
We'll
a little,
be the judge of the badness.
Sponsored by Brondo. It's what millennials crave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had one right now. But
pumpkin spice flavored Brondo.
No.
That's
it's got electrolytes.
Pumpkin spice Gatorade. The thought of that just
so what is
get your sweat on PSL Gatorade.
Ew.
Make your sweat smell like pumpkin spice.
Why is my sweat orange? Why do I look like
it? You look like a Gatorade commercial.
I look like Donald Trump now. Why is that? Okay. I cannot be alone in this. In PSL, obviously I am.
You are.
There's got to be one thing that you guys are this way about.
Like a seasonal item that we just go crazy for?
Yeah, Logan, go. What is it?
Oh, let's see. Last year...
The McRib.
No, not the McRib. the McRib's good, but I don't go super crazy over it. Last year, was the first year that they put Baja Blast in cans and bottles. And
that's when I stopped drinking soda, yeah.
I drank like hundreds of Mountain Dew Baja Blasts. Like we were searching for the stuff.
I thought you were drinking the Pitch Black.
No, they didn't have that last year. That was for this year.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I went crazy for Baja Blast. Like it was hardcore. And then like after that season ended, I wanted nothing to do with it because I had burned myself out so hard on it.
So that's what Starbucks needs to do, offer it year round. People will eventually just be like,
"Well, Baja Blast isn't year round.
No,
Baja Blast, it's all year at Taco Bell, but like the bottles and cans are only in the summer."
Just clap your hands.
Well, the bottles and cans.
So, I remember that. You went and bought, you bought
cases.
A butt ton of that stuff. I forgot about that.
What is the measurement of a butt ton?
You don't
one butt
know.
Ton.
The amount of PSLs I drank last week. That's what it is, probably.
Because I know the measurement of a butt ton of money. Because, Logan told me, he stuck a $5 bill up his butt, and he was like, "I could fit way more up there than that."
No, I never said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did. I remember you said that to me.
No. What's your addiction seasonal thing,
here, no,
James?
Stop. Before
sticking
we go.
Dollars up
butts. Before we go, a butt... Buttload. A butt is a traditional unit of volume used for wines and other alcoholic beverages. A butt is generally defined to be two hogsheads, but the size of hogsheads varies according to the contents. In the United States, a hogshead is typically 63 gallons, and a butt is 126 gallons.
I would have hated to have lived in any time other than the one I live in now, because if I had to measure things by
based
the size
of
a hogshead,
yeah.
I'd have been like, "You're cheating me, man. You're cheating. Hogs are bigger in Mississippi."
That's a piglet, buddy.
A buttload of whiskey is
126 gallons of whiskey.
54,107,280 gallons of whiskey.
Whoa!
Wow!
What weighs more, a butt ton or a ton of feathers?
I'm gonna say that butt ton based on density, because it seems like butt ton's a volume thing.
Yes.
Butt is a volume.
Yeah,
I'm talking about literal butts.
A ton is a weight thing.
Well, there
so
you go. That
density.
Was your science for this week's episode.
Science.
James, what is your seasonal thing?
I don't have a seasonal thing.
Christmas.
Like I hate Christmas.
He's got an anti-seasonal.
But you
thing.
Hate but it like we all love it.
But I like my normal food and beverage and stuff is no like I don't. Like, even when they're available, I don't get them all the time.
Monopoly and McDonald's?
No, I don't eat McDonald's. But, the food that I eat is very, it's all standard because I got sick and tired of stuff being taken away. So I just stick to the main menu usually.
You don't let yourself get hurt.
That's exactly right.
That's
I don't have I don't have a seasonal thing that I just absolutely got to go crazy over.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
James, you can enjoy seasonal things. They won't
this
hurt
is
you.
Turning
James,
they'll
James
leave
it's okay.
Us.
It's okay.
This is a deep episode,
it's
guys.
It's okay,
God,
James.
We started talking about pumpkin spice latte, and we're
started,
just letting our inner demons out.
Burger King had the A1 steakhouse burger
with the
mashed potatoes on it, and we used to get it once a week. Logan would come down. He'd like, "Everybody give me the money," and he'd go get the burgers for us.
I would.
And
then
one day,
yanked it away.
One day it was gone, and we were all sad.
And when they brought it back, it didn't have potatoes.
Yeah, it didn't have the potatoes on it. It was like, well, what's the point of it?
It's just onion straws and barbecue sauce now.
Where's the potatoes?
Now you guys know how I felt last year drinking a PSL when it was totally different.
This was like 6 years ago, man. Actually, it's more than that. It was
yeah,
10
it was
years
like,
ago.
Yeah, 10 years.
So you just don't do anything.
I don't
seasonal.
Do seasonal.
Hmm. Ian, do you have a
stay away from
thing?
It.
Ole Miss?
A beet of strawberry is usually the one seasonal thing that I look forward to.
You have a beet of strawberry hacks. Not even Tim Murphy has life hacks for a beet of strawberry.
Yeah.
Like put some Fruit Loops in it.
Dude,
No joke. Whenever I started getting a beat of strawberry after he suggested
it. It tastes like fruit.
Yeah. And yeah, you put a lemon wedge in it, and it enhances the crap out of that beer. It's delicious.
It tastes like Fruit Loops.
A little bit.
And the best thing about a beat of strawberry is every year, because the strawberry harvest is going to be a little bit different each year, they tweak their recipe just a little bit. Like, I remember a couple years ago when I was still living in Jackson, and one of my other buddies, Davis, he was the one that actually introduced me to it. And I'm just like, dude, this is an amazing beer. I love it. And when he explained it to me, I was like, yeah, they change the recipe every year. And I remember one year we got it, and they really changed the recipe like the most they ever had. And it was just much, much sweeter. Like, sweet to the point where I'm going, I don't necessarily care for it this year. But it was okay, because I know the very next year, it's going to be
totally different.
It's going to be completely different. Yeah. And I get so excited about a beat of strawberry. It's one of those things where if I make a trip to the grocery store, I'm buying a six-pack of that stuff. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
So could you say that a beat of helped you understand change and loss?
No.
No.
Dang it, we had a thing going, Ian.
No. You did. I didn't.
Abita is a metaphor for the stages of your life.
Shut up, Logan. Abita is a metaphor for pumpkin spice lattes.
Mirror in the sky, what is love?
What's your line though on pumpkin spice flavored things, Ian?
It's much too much. It is okay to like something that is good. I look at it like when Pokemon Go first came out, and you know, people were dogging grown people for playing Pokemon. It's a kid's game. You shouldn't be playing that. And I remember I'd posted, or I'd sent y'all that meme where it's like, you know, hey, adults, let's go make fun of all the other adults playing Pokemon Go for trying to glean any amount of joy out of this, you know, pointless and senseless life kind of thing. You know, I don't get the hate for pumpkin spice latte. If you like something, like it.
And don't just hate on it because it's popular.
Yeah, yeah. But the...
Why'd you look at me?
I did.
You did. And it's because he hates everything.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't just hate...
I hate everything. I thought I was the one who hated everything.
Well, you two are one and the same, but, you know...
Hey, we don't ever compare us. Hey, look at that ring right there. James. You know what I enjoy.
If you like it, you got to put a ring on it, right?
James. Yeah. What? Stop it.
He just winked at him. People. Anyways, when you start, and this would go for anything in my opinion, when corporations get a hold of it and they beat it into the ground and everybody wants to catch on the craze and the fad. And
yeah, it wasn't even like the Starbucks thing. Starbucks didn't beat it into the ground. Starbucks was like, here's your pumpkin spice latte. We're going to, you know, do a regular marketing thing for it.
Once a year.
But then everybody else was like, well, this pumpkin spice has something.
Well, and it's from a marketing standpoint, it's smart because they're creating their own demand for it. You offer it 3 months out of the year, something that was proven very popular, when I could go, you know what, I'm going to offer this year round because it's stupid popular and I will make a ton of money off of this, but how long before it goes away? But if I offer it 3 months out of the year, well, for what are we at, 11 years now? Or no, actually more than that, because it was like 2003, so we're talking like 13 years
it now. Just rebuilds its hype.
Yeah,
every year,
every single year we're talking about it.
Yeah. We have a whole podcast devoted to pumpkin spice. We're devoting an entire show
to this thing, and which is fine, you know, if it's pop culture, therefore it fits.
I feel sorry for our children.
But, you know, I mean, we thought New Kids on the Block were cool, so.
No, we didn't.
I did.
No. You're the only one at this table that did.
Whew, now I feel better about my PSL thing.
Hate me if you want.
Next week's episode, we talk about Ian's New Kids on the Block addiction.
Mm-hmm. Hanging to
Macaroni and the Funky Bunch here.
Hanging to
I have a cassette tape of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch in my vehicle right now.
Touche. If I did not think that I had a problem, now I know that you have a worse one. All right.
Cassette tapes.
Here we go. Lay into us. Let's hear it. Let's hear your PSL.
Lay into Josh.
Well, maybe there are people out there who want to...
What's your strange addiction?
Defend me, yeah. I mean, so we should do just like an addiction show.
My strange addiction parody of Josh's PSL.
We should have done that. That should have been the cold opener.
Yeah.
We should have done that with a...
The piano music, the real dramatic piano music. Josh, we need to talk to you today. We didn't know you were going to bust out with this heartfelt emotional confession, though. So,
well, you know. I
appreciate sharing, though.
Yeah.
Thanks
I
for sharing.
I feel like I know more
Everybody
about
clap.
You know. Not clapping for that garbage.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks
for
that.
Ian, I feel like you harbor a lot of anger for yourself.
Yeah, why don't you...
Let loose of that strawberry and beat it, Ian.
Never.
It's okay to find
it's the negativity
consistency.
In your life.
It's all right to be consistent.
Consistently.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
Bob James.
Committee.
No.
Whoa.
I was going to say a little old town in a big old city.
Yeah.
Sorry, the only thing I heard was itty bitty.
Might as well share.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Derailed.
Sorry, Josh. Man. I did not mean for him to go that way.
It's fine.
Word association.
Yeah.
It's Note fine. Note yourself. Don't say that in front of...
It's fine. Logan, what's your jam of the week?
You know what my jam of the week is.
Pumpkin spice latte.
In virtual reality.
VR, PSL.
Oh, so you got you a Samsung
Gear?
Yeah, I got a Gear VR. It's the crappiest thing. No. I got an HTC Vive.
Hey, Ian, I have nothing spice against. Flavor. I have nothing against your Gear VR, Ian.
I'm sorry, Gear VR is just a plastic box to hold your phone to your face.
See, here's the thing. He admits that your eyes do actually see different things with different products.
Yeah.
But there's no maximum. Well, I mean, there is a maximum. That's what I'm trying to say.
Now there's no maximum.
There is a maximum.
Yeah, we got him. Got him. So you got your Vive.
Yes, I did.
Can your stupid eyes see it?
Yeah, it can. I have great eyes for that. It's not like 9K or whatever that newfangled thing you kids are using now is.
It's 10K. So, whatever. Your VR. You
yep.
got it.
Yep. Loving it.
Okay.
The 3 hours that I played today.
What'd you play?
Pretty good VR tolerance. Alien Isolation, a little bit of Tabletop Simulator, The Room.
You played a virtual reality tabletop game?
Yeah.
Because you didn't have anybody else to play with?
You can play it with other people.
How are the dating simulators?
I don't have any.
Don't even have
Couldn't
any
even get
of
a
them.
Date in VR.
True.
Hashtag Logan likes winning.
You're welcome, America.
See, now we just
and
need
Russia
to do how to date Logan Barnes
looking.
About VR dating sounds.
Yeah. Yep, gonna bring that back.
How to VR date Logan Barnes.
The hard drive failed. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what you're going to do for the foreseeable future, correct?
Yep. No more work. Just going to sit at home and VR.
Sell the farm. It's all VR.
Jack into the Matrix.
Yeah. Cool.
Hashtag not the chosen one.
Yeah. Hey, let's read some.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll get back
to
that.
Okay.
Ian, what's your jam?
This week I have a free preview for Stars Premium on my Sling subscription.
Congratulations.
They are showing My Fellow Americans, and I watched that movie this week, and I forgot how much I love that movie.
I have that movie.
It is such a funny movie.
You can watch it when you go over to Dan's. It's on Vudu.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll just call Dan and be like, hey, I want to come watch My Fellow Americans.
Yeah, it's on there.
He's going to be totally cool with
that. He's just got that movie anyway.
Anyways, it's got James Garner and
Jack Lemmon.
And they're great. There are amazing one-liners and zingers in
the movie. Hail to the chief. He's the chief and he's detailing. He is the chief, so everybody hail like crazy.
Great movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Favorite line at the end of that movie is when Jack Lemmon's wife, when they announce that they're going to be running mates now, and she's like, you're such a freaking, like, bad word or something I can't say because I don't want to get mom jeans. Yeah. And he looks at her and goes, if you're going to say the F word, go for the gold. And then turns around and walks away, and I'm like, yes, that nice. Is so funny. Yeah.
Jamez, what's your jam?
It's a future jam.
Future jam.
And I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe it'll happen the next day.
Death?
Yeah, death,
wow.
Logan.
Wow.
No, I'm getting my 4K OLED television.
With free bionic eyes.
Yeah.
It better come with those. Comes with some of those HD sunglasses you can order off the TV.
Does it come with some blue blockers?
Yes.
Get you some blue blockers.
Gotta get them blue blockers. Yeah, so I'm going to take the leap into 4K.
All right.
And I'm going to do it right with an OLED television.
Can I come over and watch My Fellow Americans?
I mean, if you want to sit in the bed with me, it's going in the bedroom.
All right.
All right, it's fine. Yep. I mean, it's a big bed. You won't be anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'm comfortable.
All right. Yeah, you can come watch a movie.
Cool.
No, Logan, you can't.
Watch a movie in VR.
Yeah, watch your movies in VR.
I could. It's got a virtual theater built in.
All by himself.
You don't need a virtual theater. You have a television. Yeah.
When they show Hamilton on TV, we're all invited.
Are we going to lay in your bed?
Yeah, but you're
I'm
not,
fine with that.
But
damn.
You're not invited, so, you know.
We'll hook up a webcam. You can VR
You had me at bed.
Yeah.
I'll just VR into the room.
Okay. You can imagine yourself there.
Like the Tupac hologram? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, there's Logan. Let's throw stuff at him.
This is just as crappy as a real Logan.
Aw.
Nah, Logan, you're not crappy.
Yeah, you are.
Nah, you're not crappy.
Yeah, you are. Josh, what's your jam?
Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Sell out.
It's so weak.
It's not. I tell you what my jam is. My jam is iPhone 7S. Or iPhone 7 Plus.
7S? Whoa, yeah. Man. You know some things we
He's skipping a year.
Yeah, leveling up. The 7 Plus, the new camera is freaking amazing. I would, if it meant that I had to give up PSLs for a year to get one tomorrow, I would do it.
Holy crap, that's
Are you
going
to get one when it launches?
I am.
You would go into withdrawals for that
Not
thing.
On launch next week, but in the weeks after.
Yeah, wait about a month to make sure the batteries don't explode on them, and then go get it.
No.
I don't think they're Samsung.
No, they're good. So, yeah, I'm really stoked. The camera was really what got me this time around. So,
$50 says the iPhone 8 has a headphone jack again.
It won't. They don't go back. They got a lot of flack for their removing the optical drive, and they gave you an accessory, and they eventually phased that out. You can still buy it, but you know, oh well.
That Apple control.
Yeah, yep. It's all just going proprietary with them, like fully. So I think I'm gonna have to turn away.
Enjoy our products the way that we tell you.
Exactly.
When you have the most powerful brand on earth, you can do that.
Yep, you sure can. Yeah.
And tax shelters in Ireland.
When you have the most powerful brand on earth, you can do that.
Yep.
The consumer doesn't care about tax shelters.
Apple's the only major corporation that I know told the government that they could go F themselves and
the government
got away
like,
with it.
Yeah, be like, okay.
And got away with it.
All right, so
we will.
All right, before we go over in Jughead's Incorporated.
Is this okay?
Yeah, before.
Am I doing it?
In over in Jughead's Incorporated, we posed.
You put that picture of a stupid latte up.
It's a gif of the pumpkin spice latte.
Spinning like a KFC bucket.
And,
Josh washed on an endless loop for 6 hours today.
And drooled.
It was already saved as a favorite in my phone. So, we posted tonight's show as a gift of PSL, and some people started with some hashtags.
They were hashtagging.
We had one hashtag Logan likes the PSL.
Yes, he does.
And our good friend Eric Plunk hashtag Logan has the PSL. I like them. So I was like, hey, we need all the PSL hashtags. Fire away, and we'll read them on the show. Eric Plunk, hashtag please slap Logan. Hashtag please sweet leotard. Pretty sweet leotard. Melissa Hayes said, hashtag petty sayings love. Hashtag Premier Soccer League. The Plunk Man said, hashtag pegs shocks lucky.
What?
Hashtag Napoleon Diamond.
Plunk.
And RJ Sills is our parent winner with hashtag pumpkins out for a run.
Yeah.
Yes.
RJ, I am just mad at the fact that I did not think of that. It was so obvious. It was staring us all in the face.
Pumpkins,
you were the first one
to
go ahead and go for it. Congrats to you. You earned it.
You pulled that pumpkin out.
Yep. Yeah.
What does he win, Tom?
Nothing.
There's nobody named Tom here, so.
Yeah. He wins nothing.
You win nothing, sir. Yeah. Good day, sir.
If gratitude were money, you got a dollar.
You'd still be.
You have like $5.
You'd still be broke. There you go. So, get in the Jugheads Incorporated. That's a good
thing. It's a cool group. We do cool things. Like make fun of me.
We do that on a daily basis everywhere.
Sometimes I'll just wake up to a text message that's like, Logan, you suck.
I just haven't figured out how to make a business out of it yet.
Once we can start charging people.
You had a pretty good idea with that store catered directly to me earlier, so something along the lines of that.
I'm thinking I'm sitting on some it's recorded now, so it's intellectual property mine.
If the old Jughead Studio...
Pen Penning!
If the old Jughead Studio was still available, I'd say do it in there and you'd have me for life. All right.
My one and only customer.
All right, that'll do it for episode 233, the Pumpkin Spice edition of the Just Us
Thank
Podcast.
God!
Pumpkin Spice flavored.
If you want to buy me a PSL, just shoot me a tweet, at Josh Dean, that's good. We'll figure out.
Or just like DM the code
enable
from
him.
Starbucks gift card.
Don't enable him.
Enable him.
Don't enable him.
When you do that, I have to cut calories out other ways. So
I'm going
to
enable him with an entire store. Yeah, and
That'd be great. Keep checking out everything over at JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, video games, and more. And now this pumpkin spice flavored thing over at JusticeGeeks.com. Facebook at Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. And, of course, our Jugheads Incorporated group. This is a very PSL-y themed.
PSLE?
Yeah.
What's the E stand for, man?
Yeah. It's an edition.
Throw it.
Yeah.
Throw it.
If Starbucks is open, I would literally go get one right now.
I do not doubt that.
I'm sure there's a 24-hour Starbucks somewhere.
Somewhere.
I don't know where that would be.
Josh is going to pack an overnight bag and go ahead and drive to Memphis tonight.
Yeah. Just going to go sleep under my cube.
Wear the door.
Actually, I could get in that building and just be sleeping there waiting right for him to open the door.
Wouldn't put it past you. No, Josh is back. Here's your PSL, brah.
It just opens the microwave and it's already in there.
With a little note.
For Josh.
From quotation marks Harambe. Mom.
There are 24 hours Starbucks in the world.
Stop. I don't want to know. I tell you what I'll do. This weekend, I'll drink a non-Starbucks PSL from somewhere.
No, don't do that.
Do it. And I'll ruin yourself on them. Take away the one thing you like.
James, you're Bane. I was born in it. The hate.
I was born molded by it.
All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you pumpkin spiced idiots. Logan likes a weenie, it's a pumpkin spiced weenie.